This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on In the Loop Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Tuesday. Happy Tuesday to everyone out there. And a quick shout out to Aaron Trevino, who just won a four-pack of tickets
All right.
to the Houston Rodeo to see John Party.
You love to hear it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and he wanted me to bring this up. He said, why y'all don't really talk about Tim Settle as much? He should be getting a lot of love. And then he also mentioned that Tim Settle went to go visit, I want to say, his kid in the hospital
at
some point.
That's a good reason to love Tim Settle.
Yeah, so salute to Aaron for winning the tickets, and salute to Tim Settle, man.
Yeah.
I feel like we've been showing Tim Settle a lot of love, especially on the field. But,
yeah, but I guess when
salute to him doing stuff off the field too.
Yeah, and absolutely all these Texans, man, they do a great job being in the community. That's one thing you can absolutely say about this Texas team. I think probably also free agency is the situation where we probably need to show Tim Settle a little bit more love. But I mean,
because he's still on the team, he's not a free agent, right? Is he a free? He's not a free agent. I want to say.
I got to double check.
I can't remember because
now that you said that, I'm like, I got to.
I want to say he's on the team, technically. So,
but yeah, I mean, like, also, that's as much as Tim Settle was good, like, they still clearly want to upgrade.
No, absolutely. That's one of the go tos for them this offseason.
Yeah. You're right. Tim Settle is still under contract.
Okay. Salute to Tim Settle. So, from one good person to a stupid person. And this is a stupid criminal. I don't know if I should be impressed with how stupid this was, or I mean, I guess both can be right at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a guy in Washington State who got two DUIs that, you know, not really impressive, right?
Mm-hmm.
In two nights. So back to back nights.
Oh, no.
How?
After crashing his car in the same damn interception. At the exact same time.
So he had.
So he got two DUIs. He got pretty much got in a car crash.
Let's say Tuesday, Wednesday.
Yep. Tuesday and Wednesday in the same interception at 9:47 p.m. both nights.
Unbelievable.
No, you're lying. The exact same time?
The exact same time.
That is metronomic regularity and consistency.
The funny thing is the same two cops arrested him both times.
Oh, I believe it. They're on duty.
They're like, wait, man, what? We just got you yesterday.
Well, that's why,
bro.
I said, how? Because wouldn't he have been in jail after the first one?
So this is what happened. I kind of break down the story.
Yeah.
So the cops arrested him and released him the next day.
Okay.
So then a few hours later, he did it again in the same damn spot. So a woman called 911 on Sunday at 9:47 after the guy crashed into the parked car.
Yeah.
She said he seemed drunk And he was, his breathalyzer clocked in at 0.31.
Oh, wow.
Almost four times the legal limit. So the cops arrested him, released him the next day. Then a few hours later, he did it again in the same spot at the same time. And the cops were dispatched to the same intersection at 9:47 again. The only difference was he didn't crash into a parked car. Mm-hmm. He crashed into a tree stump in somebody's yard. And this time he only blew a .3.
Oh, zero. Oh, only.
Yeah, only.
He went
only
from 3.1 to 3.
Yeah, so the judge.
He's getting closer.
Yeah. So the judge upped the bill to $50,000. And the sheriff posted about this on Facebook and said he's not sure duplicate crimes like this have ever happened in the history of modern.
I find it hard to believe.
I don't know. I mean, I know it's, of course, it's stupid. You shouldn't be driving drunk or anything anyway, but it's kind of impressive.
I was going to say the exact same thing. It's dumb. It's stupid.
I'm glad nobody got hurt or anything.
The man clearly has some major problems. If he's blowing a .31 and a .3 on back-to-back day.
That is negligent.
That is absolutely, it's sad. Yeah. But at the same time, I was going to say that it's kind of impressive.
Yeah, like, how did you do that?
Yes.
Is he one of those people, next day?
Yeah.
Is he one of those people that just, like, every day he does the same thing at the same time?
Has to be,
because to hit the same intersection at the same exact time,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
With the same, like, I that feels like I go to the bar, mm-hmm. I have seven drinks, I get in the car, I drive. Like, that's what it feels like. Mm-hmm. He literally does, because also blowing the same exact BAC,
yeah.
Like, he must have drank the same exact stuff.
He must have had the same amount of drinks he had the previous night.
Wife got tells him, you got to be home by 10, 9:47 every night. Boom.
Again, it feels bad to laugh because, like, he was out here driving. Dangerously
at least no
drunk.
One seems to have been hurt, although this guy's killing himself.
Yeah, he need to sit down for a little bit,
he's
man.
He's killing himself. A 0.3 back-to-back days?
Yeah. Yeah, you are clearly an addict, right?
Yes.
It's fair to say.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
You got it.
You sure?
Yeah.
All right, so speaking of addicts, I think this woman is a Candy Crush addict.
Mm-hmm.
And I know, Reggie, you are a big fan of Candy Crush. You kind of play it. During the show sometimes and during meetings.
I'm kind of a nervous, like, mm-hmm. you know, fidgeter of sorts. And I like those games that you don't have to pay a lot of attention. Well, I mean, he mentioned it, so I might as well. But, you know, the games that you don't have to pay too much attention to, but you can kind of, like, just do, like, Minesweeper, 2048. Mm-hmm. I'll just kind of mess around with them. Just keep my hands busy.
Yeah, yeah, so British woman, Candy Crush addiction just earned her $215,000 I guess in a court situation.
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
Yeah, so
I'm just keep going. I'm just taking notes.
Yeah, so here is ITV News kind of breaking down why she came out a rich woman for being addicted to Candy Crush.
Ever spent a little too much in a mobile game? Well, Beth, not her real name, took it to the extreme, losing thousands of pounds to Candy Crush without realizing her medication was to blame. She was prescribed a drug in 2014 for relentless leg syndrome. That's a condition that causes an uncontrollable urge to move your legs. But no one warned her one of the side effects of the medication is that it can trigger compulsive behavior. Soon after, she was making multiple in-game purchases every day, spending £3.99 at a time over and over again. Things got worse when she got a VR headset in 2018, moving from Candy Crush to virtual casinos. By 2022, she was deep in debt, before finally discovering the medication was to blame after getting help for her gambling addiction. Beth has now won £170,000 in a legal case against her doctor and GP surgery, which admitted to multiple failings, including failing to review her medication each year and failing to act on the fact Beth was taking more than the max recommended dose.
So the medicine made her, I guess, obsessive about it?
Yeah.
Or whatever?
So it's kind of got me thinking, like, should you blame alcohol if you, like, got a gambling problem? If you drink it, can you blame it on that?
Well, I'm surprised that she won there, because at the very little bit at the end, can you run that back for me? The very little bit at the end felt like, oh, and where was the good lawyer that was like, this is clearly the issue and you're not getting money off of this? Mm-hmm.
Discovering the medication was to blame after getting help for her gambling addiction. Beth has now won £170,000 in a legal case against her doctor and GP surgery, which admitted to multiple failings, including failing to review her medication each year and failing deciding to act on the fact Beth was taking more than the max recommended dose.
All right, so that is the problem. Because I read the story, they prescribed double the dose, the recommended dose.
Oh, okay.
So that would do it.
Okay, yeah, so they prescribed it.
It wasn't like she was taking more.
That's what I heard.
They prescribed it.
I heard it like she was just popping these Flintstones gummies and then realized, oh, yeah, this is making me do wild stuff. Okay, so they just prescribed wrong.
Yeah, they did it wrong.
All right, cool.
Ropinirole, whatever that is, was the drug. And, they didn't tell her about the effects, and they gave her twice the dose. Just give her some medicine. Just give her some medicine. She'll be all right. Well, not so much.
All right, so my notes are not helping me because I don't think that any of this applies to me personally, so I guess I will not be making six figures off playing Candy Crush.
Just take some, whatever she was taking. Take the double amount.
I don't play Candy Crush. I don't think I've ever played Candy Crush. Do you pay to play?
I sure as hell don't.
Nah. So what it is, because I played it back in the day, but what it is when you run out of options or I don't know what you call them, but you could pay a little more to get some more options so you could keep playing, or you have to wait like 18 hours or something like that.
Would make her do that, I guess. If
some of them games do, some of them games do get real addictive I think it was Monopoly Go that got me, where you keep playing, and when you run out of turns, then it's like, man,
I gotta keep playing.
Yeah. Let me pay this $5 to get 100 more turns.
Yeah.
And then that's how they kind of get you in a little bit.
Okay.
But yeah, man. Hopefully she good, man.
Yeah, I mean, I hope they got her. Here's the tough thing. If they told you, my bad, we gave you too much, are you willing for them to just be like, well, here, take this, but just less of it? Or am I like, can we get something else entirely?
I feel like I'd be
in a place where I need an entirely different.
Yeah, I mean, at this point, she addicted to it.
Yeah.
Where she felt like she needed it.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Yikes.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover, all for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So now we got a guy that's a mistaken criminal. Mm-hmm. And it kind of sucks that this type of stuff happens, but I guess the good thing is they figured it out and released this guy. So a 51-year-old guy in Hawaii named Gordon Cadero Mm-hmm. He got out of prison on Friday after spending 30 years behind bars for a crime he did not
commit. Man, I hate those stories.
Yeah, he was convicted of killing a guy in 1994 over a drug deal going bad. But he always maintained his innocence, and DNA evidence finally cleared him.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the first things he did was, when he got out of jail, was a nice steak dinner, which, you know, I'm not mad at, because I'm sure you ain't got no nice steak inside of a prison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for some reason, I believe that they're not serving.
They don't marble the their
Nah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think so. But this is where I'm getting at with it. So he went to jail in 1994. Obviously, in 2025, it looked like a whole different world from 1994. And one of his first comments was when he got out of jail and did a little press conference is he said, quote, everybody is looking at their phones all the time.
Wow.
He's right.
Yeah. So he found that weird. And he said he never seen cell phone zombies because smartphones wasn't a thing in 1994. And he only had a beeper during that time. So it kind of got me thinking. I kind of made a little list. But if you left the 90s and came back in 2025, what are some things you would find weird that we do in 2025?
I'm looking at your list. You want to go through it first?
Yeah, I could go through it.
Because one of them jumps out.
Okay, the first thing I thought about was smartphones and having the internet in your pocket everywhere.
Yeah, the internet thing is probably the big deal, right? It's like, obviously, internet existed, but just it did not
You had to sit at a computer, or you had to go to a library or something like that.
Yeah.
So that was the only time you could have access to the internet.
Mm-hmm.
The second one was being able to read a book on any device.
Yeah.
That's wild to me, that because remember you had to have a physical book.
Sure.
And now you could just read a book on the iPhone, you could read a book on a tablet now. You don't necessarily have to have a physical book.
So both of those are really good. It's the next one that I think would blow me away.
The lack of using actual money.
Bingo. Like, think about leaving in 1994.
It was straight cash.
It was cash and credit cash. Cards that they used to slide or put on some sort of, you know, electronic device to pay. Now people are paying with phones.
You say that. I learned how to balance a checkbook because that was the time period when, like, moms was doing all that. I was woefully unprepared for how little we would use checks.
But
even with the checks now, like, if you write a check or you get a check from somebody,
all electronic,
you put it in the bank, and you don't get the money, the physical money out. You just use your card.
Yeah,
all digital.
That would blow me away. Like, where's the money? It's on your phone. I had a flip phone, for God's sake.
Or even going into a restaurant that take no cash.
Cashless.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
That would blow my mind.
This is the one that would blow me away. Yeah, yeah, from 94 to now.
Yeah.
Somebody said electric vehicles on the YouTube. Mm-hmm. Magic said the DoorDash or Uber Eats thing would be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
How crazy would that be?
There was, like, always delivery, though.
It depends on where.
Domino's.
It depends on where you live, though. Like, if you live in New York City, everything was basically delivery. Yeah. Outside of that, it was mostly just pizza delivery.
No, pizza and Chinese.
But again, true. Would that blow you away? Oh, it's gone from pizza to, you know, whatever. Money thing would blow me away.
It would. No, the DoorDash would blow me away a little bit, because it's like, when you go to McDonald's, you don't think about getting McDonald's delivered.
Mm-hmm.
You actually got to go there. The drive-thru was a big deal there, but knowing I could get McDonald's delivered to me is like, really?
Yeah.
Like, that's kind of mind-blowing.
I'm sure that he's just walking around like, look at all these bumps.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because, like, there's so much that we have indexed on convenience at every given turn. Like, so many things are wildly more convenient, you know, for better or worse. And I'm sure he's looking around like, you lazy? Are you for real right now?
Yeah.
Speaking of convenience, dating apps.
Yeah.
Like, you ain't gotta put your game face on no more and talk to somebody in person. Mm-hmm. You could just do that all from a phone. And
I mean, even if you did put your game face on, I bet he's looking at the young folks doing that, you know, macking a girl up and being like, all right, yeah. Well, I'll hit you up. What's your Instagram? And he's like, what?
What's my what?
Yeah.
What you mean?
Yeah, what's my word?
Did you get the digits? What you mean get the digits? Yeah. I got an Instagram.
Just imagine just being in a bar just trying to game somebody.
Yeah.
Like, that art is gone.
It
now,
is
man.
Gone.
Yeah. Now, I think some people still do that. Like, out in public, they try to get with somebody.
Mm-hmm.
But then they say, let me follow you on Instagram.
Yeah.
And then they do the rest of the game and via the DMs mm-hmm. and stuff like that. It's not like you trying to get to know that person right then and there and leave with the digits.
Yeah.
Now you just be like, I follow you on Instagram, and then you keep up with them.
That's true.
Yeah, it's different. And yeah. The last one, this is the key one. This is the one that really would get me. Streaming music.
That's what I'm
streaming
thinking.
Music, videos, movies. There's no more record shop.
What's the latest Jay-Z CD? I'm trying to get that.
Open it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. So you had to like make a choice. Like, do I want this Jay-Z album mm-hmm. or do I want this Nas album?
Yeah.
You couldn't just like go to anything. You
download
want.
Both of them.
Yeah, you could download both of them. You mm-hmm. got a streaming app where you could just listen to anything. Mm-hmm. Movies. You ain't necessarily got to go to the movie theater anymore. You could just watch it from your house. That's a rare thing.
That's
man.
True.
Watching a new movie at your crib.
Yep.
Speaking of streaming movies straight to your devices, adult versions. Of that entertainment.
That too.
I imagine that would hit you in a particular way.
On the phone.
somebody said online shopping in general. I mean, I do wonder, like being at from 94, I mean, I'm sure he's kept up with some things on the outside. It's not like he's completely dissed. But I mean, I don't know what he went in for. Like, do you recall what the crime was?
It was a murder. It was a drug deal gone bad, mm-hmm. Accused of murder.
Okay, so drug deal.
Yeah.
Just our general societal change in attitude towards drugs. Also,
mm-hmm. I wonder what kind of drug was it, like weed or something like that? Or
yeah, who knows?
Because if it was weed, it's like now it's legal,
right?
Yeah.
You just walk around in a lot of
it's legal
right.
now.
Yeah, that's right.
That would be infuriating.
He would
be
so. I would be so mad. I'm in here for life on weed.
Now he was. I think he was accused of murder.
Yeah, yeah. But it was a weed deal.
Yeah, maybe he was trying to get get some weed.
He's like, now you don't have to go through no deals. You can walk into a dispensary and pay with a card. What? In fact, he probably can't pay with cash.
I think the other thing too is the vapes. That would be probably rare too. Like you actually smoke doing a vape.
You smoking a computer,
and you getting high
right now.
Like, where's the smoke? Where's the smoke? You don't even smell it.
Yeah.
All right. So. There you go. Figgy's mixtape, 120 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. At the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something that you think needs to be in there. All right. You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, more from D'Amico Ryans from Indy. There were some more interesting things that he was talking about, including what goes into the Texas evaluation of offensive linemen. We'll get into that next.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.